with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, September 30th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, it's time we recap week 6 of the high school football season. We had some games start on time last night, and a few games have to be pushed back due to darn old lightning again. But every game around the area did get in, with the exception of one down in Sioux City. So let's run down all of the week 6 action on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start with the districts involving Plymouth County teams, starting in Class 8 player District 1, where 5th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's, after a lightning delay, able to celebrate homecoming with a nice 47-6 victory over Arweva. The Hawks are now 6-0. They are winners of 19 in a row. What a winning streak for the Hawks. Boyer Valley defeated Newell Fonda 48-28, and Woodbine took down West Harrison 66-6, while Bishop Garrigan won the non-district contest with Siouxland Christian 69-6. In Class A District 1, this was going to be for nearly all the marbles in the district race. MMCRU could win the district title if they pulled out a win. Akron Westfield could go a long way towards securing a district title of their own. Well, it was Akron Westfield who came away with a 35-34 come-from-behind win. This game was tied at half at 13. MMCRU then scores 21 unanswered in the second half, goes up 34-13. Looked like all hope was lost. And Akron Westfield, they scored 22 unanswered to win the ball game and put themselves in the driver's seat. They're now 4-0 in Class A District 1. They still could lose the district title, but that would take a collapse of epic proportions the next couple of weeks to do that. MMCRU is 4-1. They're likely going to get that runner-up spot with one more district contest still in a couple of weeks. So what a win for Akron Westfield, remaining unbeaten in the district in the first year under Coach John Sievert. Galen Catholic edged out a victory over Sibley Ocheyedan last night, 21-20. The Jays ran the ball for 191 yards, led by Cole McCarty, 26 carries, 154 yards, a rushing touchdown, and he ended up having the winning score as well. That came with less than a minute to go in quarter number 4, put the Jays up for good, 21-20. And Brant Klein, having a pair of interceptions, sealed the game with an interception late in quarter number 4 as well. The game was tied at 14. Sibley Ocheyedan put up the score in the third quarter, made it 20-14. And then, like we said, the sequence at the end made it 21-20 and gave Galen Catholic a 2-2 record in the district, keeping their playoff hopes alive. A couple of winless teams going at it in Paulina last night. South O'Brien edged out the win over Hartley Melvin Sanborn 29-28. If anything shows how competitive Class A District 1 is, just take a look at the scoreboard from this week. Three district games separated by 3 combined points. Alta Aurelia, they won their non-district contest with West Monona 40-14. In Class A District 8, for the first time in 14 years, the Brown Jug was up for grabs in Kingsley. Well, and it is going to go back into the trophy case in Mobile. Third-ranked Woodbury Central shuts out Kingsley Pearson River Valley in a district contest 43-0. Logan Magnolia beat Westwood 20-12, and Tri-Center takes down St. Albert 21-15. In Class 1A District 1, the Hinton Blackhawks, big winners to improve to 3-0 in their district, firmly at the top of the district with a 44-0 win over MVAOCOU. How about Gabe Anderson again? He's been doing it all for the Blackhawks this year. 102 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns. And if that wasn't good enough for you, 151 yards on the ground, 2 rushing touchdowns here for Anderson in the win. Kyle Leary, 4 catches, 46 yards, and a receiving touchdown in the victory. Bodie Benabous had 6 tackles, a sack, and a tackle for loss. Kyle Leary also had an interception. And Reese Stokes put through another field goal, 26-yarder. He also went 5 of 6 on his point after tries. Job well done by Hinton, 44-0 win over MVAOCOU. Other scores in Class 1A District 1, OABCIG shut out West Sioux, took down West Sioux 41-7, and Ridgeview beat Lawton Bronson 22-13. In Class 4A District 1, got started an hour and a half late, but they were able to still get the game in last night. Lamar's Community destroys Sioux City West 56-7, and they did so with their running attack. 403 yards of total offense, 341 of those Broncos coming on the ground. And it's not very often you get one running back to get over 100 yards. It's not very often. It's certainly not often when you get two of them over 100 yards. Giovanni Kabongo, 8 carries, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jude Doherty, 8 carries, 100 yards. He had 2 touchdowns on the night. Tegan Kazel had a touchdown pass to Nolan Cass. Andrew Grant and Tegan Kazel each ran in scores. And Chase Peterson picked up a touchdown as well. He was able to recover a bad snap on a punt. Bulldogs dominate on their way to a 2-0 district record, now 5-1 overall. Other scores in Class 4A District 1, Fort Dodge won over Storm Lake, 49-14. Denison Schleswig eked by Spencer, 22-19. Boy, very rare to say this, Spencer is 0-6. Some other scores around Northwest Iowa not involving Plymouth County districts. In Class 2A District 1, it was the number one team in the state, Central Lyon George Little Rock, beating Unity Christian pretty good, 39-12. Fifth-ranked Western Christian took down Sheldon, 38-14. And it was third-ranked West Lyon well over Cherokee, 38-6. In Class 3A District 1, Sioux Center dominated Boyden Hall Rock Valley 42-14, and MOC Floyd Valley doubled up Sergeant Bluff Luton 28-14. The Bishop Heelan Carroll game is going to be played later today in Sioux City. All those football scores can be found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. If you hover over the sports tab in the drop down menu, you can click on sports scores and results to see all of those. Now let's check out the sports schedule for today. Pretty light in high school sports action. Remsen St. Mary's volleyball. They're going to be at a tournament hosted by River Valley. They'll be competing against Alta Aurelia and a number of other teams as well. So best of luck to the Hawks in their volleyball endeavors this weekend. On the college football schedule for today, in the Great Plains Athletic Conference local contest, Morningside University, number 3 in the country. They are at Doane University. Top-ranked Northwestern College, they are in Fremont to take on Midland. And it is 14th-ranked Dort on the road at Hastings today. It is Briarcliff at Concordia, so none of our Iowa colleges are in the area today in GPAC football. Dakota Wesleyan also in action. They are at Mount Marty today. On the Division I college football schedule, it is Michigan State coming into Iowa City to take on the Hawkeyes. Iowa State heads to Norman to take on Oklahoma. Michigan heads into Lincoln for a matchup with Nebraska. On the Division I FCS schedule around the area, South Dakota heads north to the Fargo Dome to take on North Dakota State. It's Youngstown State at Northern Iowa today, and it's the University of North Dakota at South Dakota State University. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We're at KLEM Sports on Twitter. And we encourage you, if you heard the score from Galen Catholic Sibley Ogeden, 21-20, and you think, man, I wish I could have seen that football game, we got you covered. It's archived on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. Just search for KLEM Radio on YouTube, and you can watch the game back. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.